Mark, good morning.
G'day, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. Thanks for joining us here on The Daily.
Not a problem.
Now, looking at the protest today, why are the unions here in New South Wales, why are they concerned about these laws? Why are they getting involved?
There's two reasons. The first is we are very keen to ensure that the protection of the right to protest, not just for unions, but for anyone who wants to voice their democratic right. Secondly, these laws are going to interfere with legal industrial protest actions. And we just cannot have that. People have the right to, A, protest. Secondly, they have the right to take industrial action. Mm. These laws, these amendments, are going to shut those options down. It's very undemocratic.
Well, it seems like something of a slippery slope argument. If we start here with the coal and gas protesters, what is to stop? What is actually standing in the way of the likes of employees taking industrial action or union organisers wanting to get onto the so-called enclosed lands where they're not allowed to tread anymore?
Well, that's exactly right. And the real question is, under these laws, if a bunch of students hold a sit-in in their classroom, they're technically liable to be prosecuted. That's how absurd these laws are, because they're on enclosed lands.
Mm.
This is just crazy stuff. It's a slippery slope. And once you start messing around with people's right to express themselves in a democracy, you are starting to shut down debate. And this is what it is. This is the Baird government protecting its mates in the big end of town and shutting down any dissent.
Looking at the current situation, Mark, you've said the legislation currently promotes cooperation between police and protesters, and this has always worked well in the past. In what way do you see this, and in what way do you think it's going to change?
Well, I think the way it's going to change is that from now on, if these laws are passed, if one individual in a protest behaves inappropriately, the whole protest could be shut down. Previously, police had the option, and they had the option just to deal with that individual and let the protest continue. Now, we have a subjective element being introduced into the legislation that then allows police to shut down or move on the whole rally. That's inappropriate. It's putting police in a position where they have to make a subjective decision on a whole protest rather than an individual, so it's unfair on them. And what's worse is there could be a direction issued to a legal protest to actually shut down and move on. And we can't have this sort of stuff. People have the right to protest.
So how disproportionate, I should say, do you feel these laws are in regards to the current so-called threat of protesters?
Well, for example, there's a current exemption in one of the acts being amended that exempts industrial action from police direction. That's not to say the police can't intervene if there's a crime being committed. Those powers are in place. But this legislation now, because of its ambiguity, potentially allows police to interfere in legal industrial action. And we just can't have that. That is one of the rights of Australian workers in this country. That right for industrial action should be upheld and protected. And this legislation is the thin edge of the wedge that's going to go down a track of stopping such actions.
Mm. Could really set back workers' rights quite a few decades, I would think.
Absolutely, workers' rights, but not only workers' rights, the rights of environmentalists, the rights of your local community action group who doesn't want a massive tower built in their suburb, the rights of people who want to simply protest to have a crossing moved from in front of their school. These people are all now subject to these amendments. And that's unfair, it's unreasonable, and they have to be stopped.
So tell us a little bit about the protests that are happening today.
So today there's a range of community, Greens, farmers, union groups all getting together to voice and send a very clear message to the Baird government that our democracy will not be curtailed, our right to the freedom to political discussion will not be curtailed, and our right to take our issues to the street will not be curtailed. And we're going to send a very strong message to the Baird government that our rights are paramount in this democracy.
Bit of an irony to see protesters coming out against anti-protest laws.
Well, that's what we thought. Protesting against being not able to protest is always a good rally. So hopefully there'll be a fair few people there.
Absolutely, mate. Well, we'll keep our eyes on the situation. Do appreciate your time coming on this morning and having a bit of a chat with us.
Absolutely, Sean, anytime. Thanks for the opportunity.